Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Daryl Welch, and I'm from the Windows Server and Cloud Interoperability. That kind of sounded like the cloud for a moment. I'll be a little more careful with this microphone. As we talked about earlier this morning, and Hope mentioned, this is our first PlugFest here in Taipei. However, we did have an event last year. We held a workshop. We learned a lot from that. It was the first of its kind event, and actually this is a first of a kind event. We have not held a PlugFest here in Taipei. In fact, we've not held a global event outside of Redmond. So I'll talk to you a little bit about the programs we have held recently. Since 2007, in fact, we've held a number of interoperability events. We opened our specifications. Joseph has already talked about that from the office perspective in Windows. It was that year of 2007 when we went public with the specifications, and then we began to utilize events for doing what we're here to do today. And debugging protocols in the TCP and SMB world in the late 90s with assembly language. And so Microsoft worked in those days with those tools. Today's world, we have these open specifications, something that those of us in that world only really hoped to have, right? And those days, they said the source code was your specification. And it, in fact, we've learned that that was, in fact, not far from the truth at that time. So today, we have the open specifications. And I do want to talk to you a little bit about the resources that are available to you. So what we're going to talk about today, is helping you, the developer. What are the tools available today for interoperability, primarily in the Windows world? Although I will specify some areas where we work jointly together across Microsoft. So we do make every effort to join together as teams at Microsoft to work with you so you get a consistent perspective from our company. The documentation that you have available are the open specifications. I'll also take the opportunity to utilize a resource for you called our overview documents, which we have been evolving over time. I will talk to you about the tools that we have available and how you can get a hold of those tools. We have a support team, and I'll be discussing what that support team is and how it can help you. Rob alluded a little bit to that earlier. I'll talk about that. And then as well, the community, which today you're experiencing one aspect of that community, joining together as partners here at a Microsoft PlugFest. And we also have other means of engaging with you. So I want to talk a little bit about those things. Three primary resources that you have available to you. We have an applied interoperability website where you can find all of the information you need about our programs, the resources you have available, whether it's the specifications or any of these events. If you want to take a look at our upcoming calendar, our PlugFest calendar is published for you. So we look ahead most of a year in advance, so you can get an idea of what we have coming up. And just a plug for that, we do have an RDP event, speaking of Rob, coming up in September. You're welcome, Rob. I think he's thanking me for that. I'll talk to you a little bit about SNIA in the presentation further on, another PlugFest that is upcoming. The documentation itself, we have some very useful resources there. Joseph took the opportunity to show you what the library looks like. I'll show you a slightly different view in a moment. Again, everything I'm presenting to you in my presentation is your toolbox. I'm trying to load this up for you. What is available? And hopefully I'll point you to some more detailed information in the form of other presentations, for example. We're going to do that today in the form of the Learn tab. We'll have something for you, a demo, in between my presentation and Michael's, which will hopefully be something you find that will be very helpful. The Learn tab is something that basically our writers, the program writers, programmer writers that are from our documentation team, are trying to reach out to you, the developers. If you look at some of the videos, we have two primary videos from our most recent PlugFest that I'll talk about a little bit later, but I do want to in advance talk about those presentations. First of all, the Windows team solicited some feedback for how to track protocol document changes. You want to know what has changed from one version of a document to another, and you want to know how to find that quickly. And we understand that's a key ask. And so I'm highlighting this. There's a recording, and I'll actually be providing the link in my presentation a little bit later, so you have that for your reference, to our Channel 9 video library for our event. So from our PlugFest, our documentation team recorded that presentation, and you can go back and take a look at what they've proposed for future documentation changes for change tracking, and you have a way to provide feedback to us about what you think about that proposal. Also on the Office side, they had something that was very useful, we'd like to think, and I will actually allow Michael to explain that during our break. So that is the Learn tab, and that is one other useful thing on our Developers Center. For our programs, I am pointing out to you that our documents come in packages representing several programs. I won't get into the details of them, and I won't actually tell you all the details of the difference between them. Again, I have another presentation which Neil, another individual here that you met earlier, provided in both our most recent PlugFest as well as last year. So when you go to Channel 9, you'll be able to find out in detail about the differences of those documentation programs. But I will highlight a couple of things. One of the things is, if you download the SMB documents, they are the same under all three under both programs that they apply to in Windows. However, there's a slight caveat to that for Windows 8. We've added one new document, which SMBD, where that differs. Generally, from an authentication standpoint, Kerberos, things like that, the extensions we do, I'll talk about those a little later. Generally, they'll be the same across both. RDP is only available in one program. So when you search on the library and you download RDP BCGR, which is the base protocol, yes, get another plug-in for Rob. RDP BCGR is only found with the RDP protocols in the MCPP program. Again, my only purpose there was simply to make sure that you're aware of this resource. And I did want to then go ahead and show you one thing. When you go to MSDN and you actually look at a document, and you select download of that document from the open specifications, you will end up with a package. And you can zoom into the video, which is high resolution. We have the Windows Communication Protocols package. So when you download the document, when you're on MSDN, as Joseph showed you, and you click on the document, it will give you the option to either look on it in the web format, which most people don't do. They select download of the package, and you end up with one named Windows Communication Protocols, one called Windows Server Protocols. Again, my only purpose for highlighting this is so that you understand that that's the tool that you will see as the user. When you select, I want to look at the SMB or the RDP BCGR document, you end up with this package download in most cases. So the specifications. Let's start from the top. Block specification. Example is SMB. The SMB document is largely a document unto itself. In this case, as a block specification, it will have normative references. And for example, it references a data structure, FSCC. It is useful to remember that there are also RPC protocols. The protocol itself will then use the RPC template, which includes IDLE and other information. There are approximately a third of our documents, I believe, are in that format at this point in time for Windows protocols. There still are many in the Exchange transports that are also using RPC. The other complicated thing understanding RPC protocols is that they are not only based on this document itself, they will depend on other documents. For example, the RPCE protocol, which in our list here is actually, it's an extension document. So the extension documents are a little different. They take a base specification and extend it. So Microsoft, you say, well, what is the base RPC specification? So extension documents, again, RPCE is an example where we extended the what is called the C706 base specification. So is C706 a Microsoft open specification? The answer is no. These are not Microsoft specifications. So if you're going to ask a question, for example, as we talk about scope later in support, about a base RPC functionality, such as the connectionless state machine, where do you go to find that information? The answer is the C706 specification, which is the DCE standard for the remote procedure call specification, which Microsoft extended as RPCE for the purposes of security and other operations. The other ones that we mentioned, and I will flash back to the other slide, they're very common extension protocols are in the Kerberos area, where there is PAC and Kyle. And those are common extension protocols for Microsoft. And most of you have to deal with security at some point, so this is likely of interest to you. So how many of you have to deal with the Kerberos world at all? Come on. I know that some of you do because you do. If you're doing any sort of RDP work, behind the scenes you have to depend on authentication to some degree. There is authentication wherever we are for your applications, whether you're in the office world, Active Directory world. You may not be primarily concerned like the hardcore Kerberos developers, but for an understanding, those are extension documents. And where is the basic functionality for Kerberos defined? It's defined in the RFCs. And again, those are referenced normatively as we learned earlier from Joseph, within the extension specifications. One area I did want to take the chance to talk to you about is our preview specifications. This link that I provided you in here is another useful reference. We received feedback most recently at our PlugFest that there is not a good way for you as a protocol developer to find out what is new and what is available on our preview node. So we're looking into ways now of how to provide you with more proactive notifications rather than going up there on a regular basis. So, I'll provide you with a notification today. You may have heard in the last few weeks that SMB 3 has been announced. It was formerly SMB 2.2. It is now SMB 3, and our specifications will be published very soon on the preview node. So what happened when Windows 8 developer preview was published? The Windows 8 developer preview, and I want to distinguish that from the client technical customer technical preview, which is the beta. Windows 8 Server Beta, or which is actually now Windows Server 2012, as Rob mentioned. But when the preview shipped last in September last year, Microsoft did a first of its kind publication of preview specifications for Windows Developer Preview. So the family of protocol documents in SMB2, which included several new protocols, SWN or Witness, FSRVP, which is a remote VSS protocol, and SMBD, which is a direct protocol for SMB at a lower level transport. This family of specifications was published in this preview note. Most recently in the beta releases in December and March, if you go up to the preview node today, you will not find these documents. They're actually in the MSDN libraries that we showed you just a few minutes ago for the WSPI package and MCPP package. And those documents are available as the beta releases at this point in time until, as I said, very soon when they will be republished to reflect the fact that SMB 3.0 has been released. And I will highlight a couple of other items about that preview node. It also currently includes a couple of documents, such as FASOD, which is one of our overview documents. And it also includes ADOD. So those documents are going to be helpful to you. Now, this slide is an illustration. We know that a number of you are in the RDP space. It didn't sound like very many of you are working very much with authentication directly. How many of you deal with file services or file sharing, SMB? I know there's at least a few of you because I've seen the email from you. Okay, we've got a couple of hands, and I know there's some other folks who are working in that area. So this, in our experience, is one of the larger areas that we have as far as an active protocol development ecosystem. Rob's RDP community, the thin client, is obviously an up-and-coming, very active group of developers. Some of you here today are part of that. We, of course, have authentication, which touches on basically all areas, and a bit of Active Directory, which we'll plug in as well. And finally, we have the area of the MIT man in the middle, the routing folks, the security vendor, the software security vendor, those who must deal with or accelerate or show value by enhancing the behavior of a variety of protocols. And I don't know if any of you fall into that category. I know of at least two or three, based on meetings over the last year, folks who attended and were attending this year. But this is a summary of the ecosystem areas for the protocols. Yes, Christine. So, stepping back from the mic carefully, sorry about that. Christine's question is, are there any Active Directory related protocol partners? Well, I know that there are at least some, because some of you we talked about with the file sharing have to deal with join the domain. And there are the man in the middle who I know are involved with Active Directory because, again, they have to join the domain and in order to have the security context for user authentication. So by default, there is a certain amount of involvement in Active Directory. So it's a good question and a good point. The next question is, how do you find information relative to these ecosystems regarding the Microsoft specifications that would be of interest? For example, authentication and authorization. We just released MSAZOD, which has to do with authorization. We have an overview document that has just about been published. We announced it and provided presentations on our Channel 9 videos, which again, I'll have a good link for you. I'll show you this at the end of the presentation. This is another set of documents, these overview documents, which will be very helpful for you. And we make it a point to present regarding these documents at our plug fests. In fact, we'll be taking advantage of Guqing to talk about some of our ADOD scenarios on Friday. So presenting that to you. The AuthSoD is another document which is currently posted on the preview specification node that I showed you a moment ago. So, and that is another one we presented at our previous PlugFest last year in one case, and we also included a test presentation from our protocol test team at our recent PlugFest. And again, I'll show you that link here at the end of this presentation. There are several other documents. MS-ADOD. Again, Active Directory. How do you find out? Again, the scenario of high interest to our partners is, how do I join the domain? Over time, we know from feedback that that has been a very high level of interest, which again, as I said, makes sense if you're a storage developer, man in the middle, or for that matter, if you implement any client that has to understand authentication, you're going to need to join the domain if it's in the corporate environment. To join the domain, to understand what those protocols are that are required for that scenario, you'll go to the ADOD, the overview document for the Active Directory system, and it will refer you to a variety of documents, including the Kerberos extensions that we have, MSPAC, MSKyle that I mentioned earlier, MSSMB is involved, also some RPC-based protocols and others that are required for you to join a domain. So that is one example. There is a series of documents for file sharing. The CCROD, which is the current iteration available for content caching. The also FASOD, which is also currently on the preview node, which describes some of the documents such as SMB and other documents that are required to implement the file sharing area protocols. Questions about the system overview documents or scenarios? We do provide a series of captures up on CodePlex, the SysDoc capture library. Basically, we take those top-level scenarios, such as join the domain that we just mentioned, or the file sharing scenarios of accessing files, and we'll give you examples of what that looks like on the wire. And I will say that in the most recent, again, at the end of this presentation, I'll show you that Channel 9 reference. We have a great presentation on what the new scenario for Windows 8 looks like for authorization when you access files. And what is CBAC or claims-based? What does it look like to receive authorization to access a file? We looked at some of those scenarios on the wire. As I mentioned, we do have a support process in place. Before I dig into the details of support itself, the process by which we create our documents. Obviously, you're the key to all of this. You are the partners who are consuming these documents that we mentioned earlier, the open specifications. So that is what we have here at the center. There's a series of document updates and other things that take place as a result of work by our product development teams. We have this support services team that I'll explain in a little more detail that provide a support service available to you. The service that's available to you is 24/7. You'll get an initial response indicating that your request has been received. The escalation engineers who are working there include Brian, who was introduced earlier by Rob. He's waving his hand. So again, Brian comes to our events also. So when you're at an event like this, we try to make a distinct effort to track issues that arise, hopefully identifying areas that we can improve in our documents. The advantage to using the doc help alias for your support is it's a confidential alias. And I will call out one thing, which is the escalation engineer blog. Our escalation engineers do provide some blog information. They will talk about their experiences in events such as this or other IO labs that they've worked on with our partners. So you might find those commentary interesting. They'll actually talk about some interesting technical challenges they've overcome. Brian is just about to publish, and he said it's okay if I put him on the spot. he's going to publish a blog. He's still smiling, so that's a good sign, about RDP. And so we'll look for more about that coming up. But do take a look at this blog periodically. The types of issues that you are certainly free to submit requests about include everything from the test suites that we're here. We've got a little bit of work this week with our test suite team. They'll be presenting tomorrow morning, as Joseph said, on the office side as well. So this team, and again, keep in mind, when we're talking about the open specifications, this is not just Windows. I really need to reiterate that the support portion I'm discussing here in these slides is relevant to Office, as well as Windows, SQL that KB will be discussing later. So the support process covers all of those specifications, and these engineers work in all of those areas. They're focusing on the problems with the documents, getting feedback from you, inaccuracies, items where there's incorrect information, items where are more difficult. We get into things where the things are not clear in the document. So we want to have clarity feedback from you as well as usability. And that's where our documentation team, as we talked about earlier, is looking for your feedback to make the documents more useful, whether it be good change tracking or some other areas that Michael and I have gotten feedback from the teams and from partners. It is occasionally true that you may find there's a need for some new document that was something that was a corner case that was not included in the specifications. Again, all these various requests can be submitted. If you're looking at an approach for designing something, it's possible that if it relates to the open specifications, you may want to submit a request. There, quite honestly, are some things that are out of scope. If the problem is not directly related to the specifications themselves, then it is not a open specification question. For example, if it's some piece of your product code, very specific to your code, you would need to get some other consulting or external resource to help with that. If it's a Windows product behavior or some other Microsoft product specific behavior, whether it's Office or Windows, that would be, if it's a bug or simply a question, it would most likely be outside of the scope of the specifications. Although there is a section in the document called the product specific behaviors. In case of Windows, that would be a Windows specific behavior, where we may need to doc something that is specific to a particular version of Microsoft's product that diverges from the specification we're talking about. So that is important. There are some issues that end up being related to the protocol specifications, even if it's not specifically a specification issue and perhaps a Microsoft product version-specific behavior that needs to be documented. There are two other areas that I will mention today. Licensing and legal questions. Our escalation engineers, our technical resources, developers like yourself. The service we're providing is not intended for those areas. However, we have an alias for that. And if you don't find that off of our Open Specifications website yourself, we'll be happy to redirect you to those correct resources. One issue here is, first of all, let me introduce. We talked about the DocHelp alias, which is the private alias that you can use. There's also a forum available. And our forums are available for you to ask questions about Office issues and Windows issues that pertain in SQL, pertain to the specific open protocol specification you're working on. In this case, it had to do with one of the file format documents. I'm sorry, in this case it was the customer, so we had to do it. This is an older reference, it's in the forum, you'll find it today, and it had to do with the way that the object was embedded, the embedded object was stored as an icon. So there are some issues that will come up on the forums. One of my favorites all time was we worked fairly closely on with Solaris. Some of you may have, I don't know how many of you, probably there's lots of you who work with Unix and Linux, right? Solaris is one of the non-Windows implementations we've worked with a great deal over time. In the Windows 7 timeframe, there was an issue joining the domain. And the engineer was working on a protocol, one of the protocols that are RPC-based, we talked about earlier. It's a NRPC protocol used to establish secure channel communications in a domain. And this turned out to be a very difficult problem. It required debugging on the Solaris side as well as on the Windows side. And the question comes up, if we have a protocol issue that is difficult to solve such as this, how do we get to the bottom of this? Again, our escalation engineers are senior development resources that use tools at their disposal, such as Windows debugging, and they will try to analyze the response from a Windows perspective. You can use captures. Our focus is on the wire behavior, actually, so that's important. And so there's a number of tools that you can use to get to the bottom of the problem. Make sure your problem description is clear, that you include section numbers for the document. And if there's a problem that you're trying to overcome or you need to clarify what the impact is to your team, we need to know that. I will point out that we have a page for applied interop testing. As Joseph mentioned, we do post our test suites for public release. We also make them, of course, available during the PlugFest events. But we will, as they become ready, we will post them publicly, and there are some that are available today. So go to this page. You'll also find out how to access our Netmon tools and parsers. This is a picture from our SNIA event, which is our large storage PlugFest. We had over 100 people participating. We used virtual environment for the test suites that we provided at the event for file sharing testing. There were many partners who did attend. I would refer you to the SNIA.org site for more details, the presentations that were provided, and the sessions that are available. This, again, will be available this year in the fall. This was our recent event. Joseph alluded to it. It was our jointly held event for the Office team as well as Windows. It had to do with Windows identity and the Exchange protocols. We've also attended the Kerberos Consortium events on a regular basis. Certainly something that may be of interest to some of you. And we've held IO interoperability labs. Joseph had mentioned that briefly. This is another one we held jointly with Michael and the Exchange team. Cisco does a lot of Exchange and Windows testing. We generated traffic with our test suites in an environment that simulated enough of a infrastructure to provide a interoperability testing, which is the purpose of our test suites, and all that we do at these events is to test for interoperability. And that's why we provide the test suites to you for interoperability testing at your site as well as at these events. This is the Channel 9 link I mentioned. I will show you just one item here before I go into the demo with Michael. And this is what our actual Channel 9 site that from the combined event we held recently. You'll notice some familiar faces up here. And again, a number of useful presentations, as I mentioned earlier in the presentation. Let me just drag this over so you can see it. Thank you, Joseph. There you go. So this is on Channel 9. When you go to the link that I just put on the slide for you, you'll be able to access the recordings from the event. And that is it. Are there any questions specific to the Windows interoperability areas? If you have any questions in the Windows area, tools, again, we have our test suite development team represented. We'll be showing the test suites tomorrow for RDP. Please do take advantage of the opportunity to ask us questions. Thank you.